We're going to talk about one of the most hotly contested issues in our country right now, guns, and who should be able to use them. In June, a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, left 49 people dead. In the wake of this attack, people within the LGBT community expressed fear for their safety, and debates about gun access returned to the national spotlight. One organization wants to build a bridge between the LGBT community and firearms advocates. KALW's Mary Lee Williams visited their San Jose chapter. And just a note, because this is a sensitive subject, we've changed one of the names in this story.
What I shot was a rifle with a scope.
Rex Johnson just finished a round of target practice at the San Jose Municipal Firing Range. He's pretty pleased with his accuracy.
At 33 feet, I have a beautiful pattern that, you know, goes 1 in 7, 1 in 8, 1 in 9, and 2 in the bullseye.
The gun range is a small concrete bunker-like building with 5 shooting lanes. A crank and pulley system that looks like a clothesline moves paper targets down the range. Johnson, a bisexual man, says he's here for target practice because recently he's felt less safe. In June, there was the shooting at Orlando's Pulse nightclub, and then there was an incident closer to home. He was going shopping with his boyfriend. They were in the crosswalk when he saw a driver approach.
She was far enough distance, and the speed was slow enough that I felt it was okay. And instead, she speeded up and swerved around us and called us faggots. And that was unnerving.
Johnson was surprised.
I'm not saying that if I was flamboyant or kissing my boyfriend or holding hands that I would deserve it.
He says he was just being himself.
Places that I thought were safe and we could come together, maybe not as safe as they used to be. And that makes me sad in some ways. In other ways, I'm adaptable. I'm going to adapt.
And one way he's choosing to adapt is by getting firearm training from the Pink Pistols. The Pink Pistols is a national gun rights organization founded in the year 2000. The group advocates for the LGBT community to learn about and carry firearms as self-defense.
And put it in the center of that block, you'll...
On the second Saturday of every month, the Pink Pistols chapter in San Jose hosts what it calls a beginner shoot. Newcomers like Johnson go through safety training and learn how to fire a gun. Before today, the last time Johnson shot a gun was as a child growing up in Ohio. But recently, as he started feeling less safe, Johnson decided he wanted to take some kind of action. That's when he found the Pink Pistols.
And that's all that I'm doing here is just sort of more for my psyche and my comfort and learning something new.
He doesn't own a gun right now, but he says he's planning on getting one. The Pink Pistols have about 50 chapters nationwide, and 3 in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose.
We have had a significant uptake in interest, and that's staying mildly.
That's Nikki Stallard, who manages the San Jose chapter. In the month after the Orlando shooting, 39 new people joined the San Jose Pink Pistols meetup group, nearly 4 times as many as the month before. And the Pink Pistols national organization claims it's seen a similar spike in interest. Stallard is a transgender woman who learned how to shoot more than 30 years ago.
I actually got my first firearm when I was back in my Navy days, back in 1979. My first pistol was a .357 Magnum revolver.
She's worked with the Pink Pistols for a decade. She says she sees the need for LGBT-targeted self-defense training.
First of all, a lot of people who are LGBT are nervous about actually going into firearms ranges. Firearms are literally learning a new skill, like a martial art. So it's like walking in to something that you have. For a lot of people who are LGBT, they did not grow up in a gun culture.
The Pink Pistols are trying to make these inclusive learning spaces and ultimately working to change perceptions.
One reason the LGBT community is actually picked on is because we are perceived as being weak, easy targets. Well, we would like to destroy that reputation.
But training people to use guns safely doesn't necessarily mean that the Pink Pistols are creating new gun owners. Athonia Capelli and a friend made the drive from Santa Cruz to attend a San Jose Pink Pistols social shoot, which happens the last Sunday of every month.
I'm a pacifist. I'm an animal rights activist. The absolute last thing in the world I'd ever want to do is hurt an animal or a person.
You're vegan, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, she's a vegan. And no, she doesn't plan on buying a gun.
But I do feel a little bit of a need to protect myself, being open lesbian relationship, and I'm very expressive out in the world, and I just try to, I want to be myself, and I occasionally catch those glances, and there's a little bit of fear that you feel running around, just even in the liberal place like Santa Cruz.
So Capelli's here with the Pink Pistols, because even though she hopes she never has to use a gun in real life, she wants to know that she can. In San Jose, I'm Mary Lee Williams for Cross Currents.